Every community struggles to find adequate housing for aging residents who lose their independence. And not all residential complexes are perfect all the time. There can be problems and poor living conditions. Eric Stock reports.
Dave Griggs lives at Phoenix Towers, a low-income housing development for seniors and residents with disabilities in downtown Bloomington. He has been there for 14 years. Griggs has had cockroaches in his apartment. When he tells management, he says they tell him their policy is no see, no spray.
When I go down to management and I ask them to do at least check me, they're good about checking me, but they won't. If I see something and they don't see something, like one bug, you know, if I don't see something or if they don't see it, they tell me they can't spray because it costs money.
Griggs says the pest control company tells him he has to kill them and bag them to prove he has roaches.
I think that's a bunch of malarkey, for lack of a better word. I just don't think that's right. It makes me feel like an idiot, to be honest with you.
Griggs says he's had problems with bed bugs in the past, but reporting it does nothing.
I've talked to the management, but sometimes I just feel like I don't, I mean, I'm not getting nowhere with them, so I just throw my hands up in the air, you know, I don't know what to do.
So he called his city council member, Jen Carrillo. She helped organize a meeting of Phoenix Towers residents. Carrillo says she had a visceral reaction when she asked how many have had a problem with the bed bugs at some point, and a majority raised their hand.
That affected me. As somebody who's had bed bugs once, like, it was embarrassing and it was mortifying, and it was like, yeah, there's so much stigma, first of all, so it's like, it's not really even a thing you can or want to share with folks.
But when asked who's responsible for the problem, fingers point in several directions. Kathy Kuiper has lived at Phoenix Towers for 17 years. She largely blames fellow residents for not picking up after themselves.
You wouldn't believe some of the places, how they leave them. It's just, it's disgusting. This place used to be a wonderful place, and I just can't believe it.
Kuiper acknowledges many tenants have health conditions, limited mobility, and are older.
Some of them are really sweet people. They really are, and they try, but most of these people, and you can see, I mean, they just don't really belong here. They really don't. They need a place where there's an overseer that keeps after them.
Dave Griggs is among those with mobility problems. The 45-year-old is diabetic with numbness in both feet that makes it hard to walk. He mostly gets around in a wheelchair. He has dialysis 3 days a week for kidney failure. Griggs says tenants could pick up better after themselves, but he says cleanliness is a two-way street. Others say tenants are too ashamed to tell management about bedbugs, so the problem spreads. Others say the problem has forced them to dump bug-infested furniture. Phoenix Towers charges them $50. Management says that's what they have to pay haulers. City Council member Jen Carrillo says after talking to management, she believes staff is simply overwhelmed.
Management is doing what they can, but I also think that they're overwhelmed. You know, this is a massive building, a lot of folks, a lot of issues. And, you know, I'd like to figure out how we can support them cleaning this place up.
Resident Dave Griggs says he doesn't blame management.
I don't think it's so much with management. I think it's more with the corporation, to be honest with you. I really think that, I really honestly, wholeheartedly think that's where the problem is lying.
The firm Related Apartment Preservation owns Phoenix Towers. The New York-based company declined WGLT's request for an interview, but it offered a statement indicating most residents who have reported issues with bed bugs in a timely manner and cooperated with the pest control firm have seen a quick response and good results. Tenants who feel their living conditions aren't adequately safe or clean can file complaints with the City of Bloomington. The town of Normal has a similar program. Bloomington and Normal city officials say they have robust rental inspection programs to ensure resident safety. Kerry Snedden manages Bloomington's code enforcement division. He says the city has 3,000 rental properties and more than 12,000 units to inspect. He says they try to get to each property at least once every 3 years. But if they get a complaint, they'll be there within 2 days. Snedden says the Phoenix Towers tenants have filed 39 complaints since 2013. He says that's not bad, especially for such a large high-rise.
I would say most generally not, just based upon the nature of them, the size of that structure. I mean, there's 158 units in that structure, plus common areas and exterior. Since 2013, I would have to say that is not an alarming number.
Nearly half of those complaints have come in the 2 years since the city last inspected the building. Of the 19 complaints in 2 years, Snedden says the city verified 10 and ordered corrective action. He says Phoenix Towers complied each time. That's not always the case with the property owners. In 2015, Bloomington started sending violators to an administrative court. It fines violators a minimum of $50 each day a property isn't fixed. There is also a $110 court fee. A flashpoint came in 2018 when fire destroyed an apartment building on Gettysburg Drive. The apartment had hundreds of code violations. Community Development Director Bob Mart says that prompted the city to beef up enforcement against bad landlords.
Following the issue at the Gettysburg property, the city council recognized the need to be a little bit more strict on compliance.
The city created a special classification for what it calls chronic violators that can be fined up to $500 a day. Snedden says fines were initially supposed to force compliance, and the city often waived them once the landlord fixed the problem. The city has since sent the message it won't waive fees anymore. Snedden says that has helped.
The fines became stronger, and we were able to get more teeth with that.
Snedden says it has also helped that Phoenix Towers changed an apartment access policy. Staff is now entitled to enter each room to clean.
Their outreach for their tenants has been better than in the past, I will say, from my understanding. I think they're able to get into certain areas that they maybe were not allowed to get into before.
Bloomington has seen a drop in the number of rental complaints in administrative court. The 208 cases last year marks a 20% decline from 2017. Normal tries to inspect each rental property every year. That could become more difficult. The town plans to leave one of its two rental inspection positions vacant to save money. Town Inspections Director Greg Tremmel says staff may have to rely more on spot inspections of a couple apartments at a complex rather than combing through every unit to cover its nearly 1,000 rental properties and more than 9,000 units.
We've communicated with council that, you know, there's obviously going to be a little dip in our ability to respond from a timing perspective, but our game plan is to still, you know, administer the program as best we can.
Town fines for apartment violations range from $25 to $100 a day. Tremmel says the town usually addresses a problem before fines start. Normal also has an administrative court, but has only had 12 rental property cases going back to 2015. That's about 1% the number Bloomington has had. Tremmel suggests one reason for the difference is about 60% of the town's rental stock is student housing. Most units are empty in the summer, allowing property owners to get in and clean. He says students also tend to be less likely to complain if there's a problem.
And that's directly associated with parents helping their students move in. And many times those phone calls are coming from the parents of the students. And then we show up, you know, the following week and they're like, I know my mom didn't want to let that one go or whatever.
Back in Bloomington, City Council Member Jen Carrillo says she's concerned those who have the right to complain may lack the resources and ability to fix the problem themselves. She says the city needs to do more.
On the west side particularly, we have a lot of slumlords and we don't have enough mechanisms for inspection or enough mechanisms for enforcement, really.
Carrillo says it's easy to suggest residents should do more themselves, but that alone won't fix the problem.
Yeah, everybody could pick up after themselves, but like at the end of the day, like there is a responsibility from a landlord to a tenant to like maintain a space that is like healthy and dignified.
Upkeep might become harder as a tenant ages. The city's Carrie Snedden says Bloomington's code doesn't account for that. He says all properties are treated equally and problems don't just happen in buildings that serve older populations.
It's just the number of people and the activity that goes on as far as, like I said, you know, the garbage, the amount of garbage that's in a facility that size, just the general activity period. I wouldn't think that necessarily the age would have anything to do with that.
Both Bloomington and Normal staff generalize that 90% of landlords are good or at least comply when told to. Some tenants say it's the remaining 10% that need more attention. I'm Eric Stock.
Phoenix Towers resident David Griggs says after meeting with council member Jen Carrillo, he's still trying to round up fellow tenants to push for action to improve living conditions. Griggs says he feels like he's fighting a lonely uphill battle.